स्वार्जित दुर्वासा स्वस्ति प्रशंस तम उर्वीशम युंजान परमाशिषः। Durvasa Muni, the greatly powerful mystic, was indeed satisfied when freed from the fire of the Sudarshana Chakra. Thus he praised the qualities of Maharaj Ambarish and offered him the highest benedictions. Samuktostragnita pena Durvasa svastimam stataha prashakshamsa tamurvisham yunjana paramashishaha. Vasu vacha aho ananta dasanam mahatvam drishtamadyame kritadasopi yadrajam mangalani samihase. Durvasa Muni said, "My dear king, today I have experienced the greatness of devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For although I have committed an offense, you have prayed for my good fortune. Dushkara kodu satunam dushyajova mahatmanam yaya sangrihito bhagavan satvatam shapo harihi." For those who have achieved the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, the Master of the devotees, what is impossible to do? And what is impossible to give up? Yannam shruti matrena puman pavati nirmalaha tasya tirta padatimba dasanam avishishyate. What is impossible for the servants of the Lord? By the very hearing of his holy name, one is purified. Om Agyanati Nirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Vena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisam Sthapitam Vena Purutale Svayam Guru Kadamayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadakamaham Shri Guru Vaishnavanshya Shri Rupam Shadrashatam Shabhagana Raghunathanvitam Stam Sahivam Sadvetam Sadhutam Pravishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shabhagana Vadita Sri Vishakantatamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamsa Namorami Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripasandho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. This verse is quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. These points are significant. Duskara ko sadhunam duschujova mahatmanam yaya sangrihito bhagavan sattatam shubho hari. For a person who is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, Kala Duskara.
What is there that's difficult to do?
And Dustrajo Va.
And what is there that's difficult to give up? For the materialist, there's so many things that are very, very difficult, especially to give up anything is difficult. To give up their money and to give up their family life is practically inconceivable. But for the devotee, these things are possible. There are Dushyavan, Dada Sutan, it said about Maharaj, Vishwadeva, I think. That he gave up his very difficult, what was very difficult to give up. What is that? Dara Sutan, his wife, his children, his kingdom, his everything. Yes, not Maharaj Vishnu. Padavaraj, yes. Who gave up everything. Uttamasit Malava, the way one gives up a stool after passing, no one says, well, that's my stool. I don't want to leave here without taking with me that which is mine. People immediately give it up. He gave up everything that way, his kingdom, his wife, his children. Uttamasit Kamalasa, because of great affection and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttama Shloka. Well, if one can give, so how wonderful are the devotees, Mahatma, that they can even give up family life, they can give up wealth, they can give up anything. Because they have attachment to that which is eternal. Their relationship with their wife, their relationship with their children, their relationship with their home is not eternal. Materialists don't know that, or they don't calculate that. That doesn't figure into their equation. This is my wife, this is my son, this is my house, this is my money. And just to leave it behind. Even we saw that during sometimes during war, people are advised that the enemy is coming and you're in great danger. But they won't leave because their business is there, their home is there. Where will I go? How will I live? They remain attached and they die. They're tortured, or they're killed. Everything is taken from them anyway. But Bhadav Maharaj, or Sadhunam, Atmanam, the great devotees, they leave it all behind. Anyway, I'm going to have to leave it in any case. So why not leave it voluntarily? For the sake of achieving the highest goal. Why remain attached to it and have it taken away nonetheless? So, because they have that higher vision, because they have that attachment to Krishna, it's not so hard. Dushyajan, what is there that's difficult? Dushkara, what is there that's hard to do? The devotees can take on anything or give up anything. Now, let's see, we totally lost the press. And the benefits of it's a beautiful opportunity to become advanced.
nama shruti matrena puman bhavati nirmana tasya tirtha pada kim va dasanam vishishyate. For those who are engaged in service to the Lord, yat nama shruti matrena puman bhavati nirmana, simply by hearing. Shruti matrena means simply by hearing. What is that? Yat nama, the holy name of the Lord. Nirmala, the personality of Godhead, is completely pure. And simply by hearing his holy name, one becomes purified. Tirthapada, all the holy places which are supposed to be so purifying are at the lotus feet of the Lord. So, dasanam avishishyate. For such servant, for the servants of the Lord, what is there that's left to achieve? They get everything. So what's impossible for them? Rajananu grihito ham toyati karunatmana madakham prishtata kritva pranayame pirakshitaha. O King, overlooking my offenses, you have saved my life. Thus I am very much obliged to you, because you are so merciful. Rajatam akritahara prajagamana kamshaya charanavupasangrihya prasadya samabhojayat. Expecting the return of Durvasamuni, the king had not taken his food. Therefore, when the sage returned, the king fell at his lotus feet, pleasing him in all respects, and fed him sumptuously. So, shitva dhritam anitam atityam sarvakamikam triptatma nirmripatim praha pujyatam disadaram. Thus the king respectfully received Durvasamuni, who after eating varieties of palatable food was so satisfied that with great affection he requested the king to eat also, saying, please take your meal. Pritos mianu grihitos ni tava bhagavatasya vai darshana sparshana lapar atitina ametasa. Well, that's this verse, isn't it? Today's verse.
Yes.
Prito. Asmi, anugrihito, asmi, tava, bhagavatasya, vai, darshana, sparshana, alapair, atityena, atmametasa, pritosmi, anugrihito, asmi, tava bhagavatasya vai darshana sparshana lapar atityena atmametasa. Varshana, Sparshana, Lapaya. Vasavuni said, "I am very pleased with you, my dear king. At first I thought of you as an ordinary human being and accepted your hospitality. But later I could understand by my own intelligence that you are the most exalted devotee of the Lord. Therefore, simply by seeing you, touching your feet, and talking with you, I have been pleased and have become obliged to you." Purport. It is said, Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Na Pujoy. Even a very intelligent man cannot understand the activities of a pure Vaishnava. Therefore, although Durvasa Muni was a great mystic, yogi, he first mistook Maharaj Ambarish for an ordinary human being and wanted to punish him. Such is the mistaken observation of a Vaishnava. When Durvasa Muni was persecuted by the Sudarshana Chakra, however, his intelligence developed. Therefore, the word Atmamedhasa is used to indicate that by his personal experience, he would understand how great a Vaishnava king was. When Durvasa Muni was chased by the Sudarshana Chakra, he wanted to take shelter of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and he was even able to go to the spiritual world, meet the personality of Godhead, and talk with him face to face. Yet he was unable to be rescued from the attack of the Sudarshana Chakra. Thus he could understand the influence of a Vaishnava by personal experience. Durvasa Muni was certainly a great yogi and a very learned Brahmin, but despite his being a real yogi, he was unable to understand the influence of a Vaishnava. Therefore it is said, Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Na Pujoy. Even the most learned person cannot understand the value of a Vaishnava. There is always a possibility for so-called gyanis and yogis to be mistaken when studying the character of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava can be understood by how much he is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in terms of his inconceivable activities. Sudarshana means seen very nicely. And after being punished by the Sudarshana Chakra, the sage was able to see things properly. Therefore, punishment is sometimes good. Tando damyatam asmi. Means of control, the Lord says, I'm punishments. In the 10th chapter. Tando damyatam asmi. But sometimes punishment is good, just like children sometimes be punished. They should sometimes be punished. That's good for them. That's good for them. Not tortured, but some punishment is sometimes healthy. Similarly, for criminals to be punished is good for them. And here, even the sage was punished by the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Sudarshana Chakra. And it was good for him because after being punished, he could understand. He was powerful, he was proud. I am a great Muni, I have mystic powers. I can pluck a hair from my head and create a great demon to teach you a lesson. But despite his great power, he couldn't be saved. He could go to Lord Brahma, he could go to Lord Shiva, he could go to even Lord Vishnu, but he couldn't be saved from the Sudarshan Chakra because of his offense to a Vaishnava. And therefore, he was humbled and he could understand that he committed a great offense. And especially when he saw the character of Maharaj Ambarish. Here was this sage who couldn't even tolerate that the king had taken a few sips of water before feeding him. And he saw that Ambarish Maharaj was just the opposite in character. He tolerated, even while all this was going on, he still didn't take his meal. And instead of being happy that the sage had been punished, he called upon the Sudarshan Chakra, please save him, spare him. If we're oppressed by someone, if we're tortured or bothered by someone, and somebody comes along and takes care of it, then we feel happy. Oh, that's good. Punched him in the eye. If he gets his comeuppance, then we feel like vindicated. Yes, he was picking on me, but now he's getting it. He's getting what he deserved. And we become, yay! We become joyful. But the king, Ambarish Maharaj, because he was a great Vaishnava, wasn't in that spirit. Yeah, you thought you'd show me something? Well, now the Sudarshan is on your tail. Burn, baby, burn. We've done anything, if we have any pious credit in our family, if we've ever done anything right, may all the credit go towards sparing this Brahmin. Such high qualities. Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana survaya gunaistatra samasate sura. If someone is engaged in pure devotional service to Krishna, automatically he develops all the good qualities of the demigods. And Radha Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatma Manovratena Satita Vatobi. And if one isn't a devotee, then what good qualities can you expect of him? His mind is running on a mental platform, and as soon as his sense gratification is at stake, he'll do anything. He'll do anything for sense credit. king. The king is supposed to be in the lower section, not a Brahmin, etc. And generally, kings are attached to material happiness, material enjoyment, material opulence. But here, the king was better than a sage, better than Durvasa. Because of his engagement in the devotional service of the Lord. And therefore, Durvasamuni glorified the king, or glorified devotees in general, for their great qualities. Okay, we can stop here and see what kind of questions you might have. How do we understand the apparent contradiction that Durvasamuni was angry and yet he was a sage? Sages are supposed to have conquered Kamakrodha Vimuktana Yatinam Yatachetasam. They're supposed to have be freed from lust, anger. Sometimes it's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that by undergoing great austerities, one develops an angry nature. Therefore, he wasn't perfect. He was a sage. He must have undergone such great tapasya. He had knowledge and mystic powers. And still he couldn't contain his anger. He was known for that, Durvasamuni. Therefore, when he visited the house of Duryodhana, Duryodhana pleased him, made it a point to please him very nicely. The sage said, "What can I do for you? Please me so nicely. Oh, don't do anything for me, but go give your blessings to my brothers, the Pandavas. Please go visit them and give them your mercy." Because he knew that the Pandavas are out there in the forest. The sage will come along with his thousands of followers, and the Pandavas won't be able to feed him. And therefore, it's the nature of this sage that he gets angry very easily. He can be pleased easily enough, but he can be angered in a flash. So he'll become angry at the Pandavas, and then he'll curse them. And that'll be nice. That was Duryodhana's strategy. Because this sage, Durvasa, was known for his temper. So that indicates that he wasn't on the perfect platform. And still his angry mood was there. Or from another angle of vision, sometimes even in sages, some quality is seen, anger or critical nature or sort of lack of discrimination sometimes. But still they're considered great persons. Who was it? Vasudeva Dutt couldn't handle money. He was the greatest devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if he got any money, he just wouldn't manage it properly. He'd spend it. A bad financial manager. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put Shivananda Sen in charge of his financial affairs. Because he saw that Vasudeva Dutt can't manage it. But
But that's not the qualification for being a pure devotee of the Lord. I'm sorry, this person can't be a great devotee. He can't manage money. It's a fault. But that fault is overlooked. In the Sringa Purana, it's mentioned that the small faults of the devotee are overlooked, just as one doesn't criticize the spots on the moon. There are spots on the moon. In the west we see a rabbit, we see a man in the moon, rather, but in India they see a rabbit on the moon. Therefore the moon is called Shashi. Shashi means having a rabbit on it. So, in any case, rabbit or man, it has spots. But if a person, we're looking at the moon, oh, the moon is so beautiful, it has spots on it. No, the moon is appreciated. If you can imagine some love scene, and the man is saying to his girlfriend, oh, the moon is so beautiful, shining down its rays upon us tonight. She says, it's got spots. No, the moon is appreciated for its beauty, for its cooling rays, and the spots are not considered a fault, or is even considered a kind of an ornament. Oh, it's got, there's a man in the moon, there's a rabbit on the moon. So these supposed faults of a devotee are overlooked. Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vigyana Mudra. One can't understand a Vaishnava by material calculation. One can't understand a Vaishnava by material calculation. And that was Jivasa Muni's fault. He thought, in terms of material calculation, this is a king, I'm a Brahmin, and these are the rules that he hasn't followed. He was thinking in terms of some sort of material estimation. But the Lord is beyond the material realm of measurement, and the devotees, therefore, are also beyond the mundane world and its relative considerations. So, therefore, people sometimes misunderstand a Vaishnava, I think, in terms of material calculation. So, Prabhupada twice quotes that verse, Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vigyana. One can understand the activities of the Vaishnava simply by material calculation. And Prabhupada says, therefore one has to see his wonderful activities, how he's spreading Krishna consciousness. That's the calculation. Not what family he's born in, or what caste he belongs to, what country he comes from, what his father's occupation was, what his complexion looks like. Or even Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the so-called imperfections of the subtle body of the Vaishnava should be overlooked. Where we may be familiar with the idea that his defects in the gross body shouldn't be considered. We shouldn't ridicule the Vaishnava because he's crippled, or because he's got a bad complexion, or because he's very dark or very pale, or this or that. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the so-called imperfections in the subtle body of the Vaishnava should also be overlooked. He may be irritable, or he may be this or that. That's not considered when we look at the wonderful activities of the Vaishnava, how he's attached to Krishna, how he's spreading Krishna consciousness. Those are the main points.
Charaka Pandit says that sometimes a great man also has a great weakness.
A great man sometimes has a great weakness.
Yeah.
shouldn't be surprised to see that one should be surprised to see a great man with a small weakness, but a great man with great weakness. That's
also sometimes seen. Therefore, P. J. Sudaracharya wrote to Deva Sadhguru and Samantha. Even if we see some great discrepancy in Vaishnava, if he's fully dedicated to the service of Krishna, he has to be considered a saintly person. Should Prabhupada become one, and could we come back to the same? Yes? Your voice is so low that the conscious drowning. Would it be a good idea to treat everyone we encounter as a Vaishnava? The Uttamadhikaris, the perfect devotees, see that way. They see everyone engaged as being engaged in Krishna's service. We may not be able to see that way, and if we try, then it may not work. A pure devotee makes a perfect Uttamadhikari, makes no distinctions. But we make distinctions necessarily. That, you know, Vaishnav comes and invites us, come on, come to the temple. So we think, well, he's Vaishnava, I should follow. Then your friend comes and says, come on, let's go bet on the horses. Even among Vaishnavas, it said one should discriminate who's the advanced Vaishnava, who's the neophyte Vaishnava. And one should behave a little differently. One should respect even the neophyte Vaishnava within one's mind. And one who's practicing Vaishnava, one should respect by offering obeisances. And the very expert Vaishnava, one should be very eager to hear from and serve. So Srila Rupa Goswami recommends that we discriminate, not in a bad sense, but that we discern differences between the devotees and the non-devotees. It's a principle for the those who enter Krishna consciousness, should not associate extensively with non-devotees. So if he's thinking, well, everyone's a devotee, he can't apply that principle. He has to discriminate. On the other hand, your point is good, that if we respect the Vaishnavas, that's good, but we may not recognize the Vaishnava, and then we disrespect someone, and then we've committed an offense to a Vaishnava. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amanina Manadhyam. We should give respect to everyone. He may not be a Vaishnava, he may not be the first class Vaishnava, but sorry, I only offer my respect to first class Uttamadhikara Vaishnavas. Out of my way, Prabhu. No, we should be willing to offer all respect to others, taking the humble position, more humble than the blade of grass. Everyone walks on the grass, but the grass says, who do you think you are? No. The grass tolerates. People strip the bark from a tree, take its fruits, carve their initials into it. The tree never protests. So Lord Chaitanya said we should be tolerant like the tree. everyone, not only the Vaishnavas, or not only the spiritual master, or not only the sannyasis. We look to see if he's wearing sannyas dress and we offer respects. If he's not a sannyasi, then he can go to hell. But respectful toward everyone. Prabhupada said sometimes that the sign of a Vaishnava is that he's a perfect gentleman. But what is a gentleman? Gentle is generally respectful toward everyone. Okay?
Yes? Well, compassion and forgiveness is for our juniors. Offering compassion and forgiveness and seeking compassion and forgiveness is for our seniors. We seek there. Or those who we've offended, junior or senior. So those who've offended us, we should be compassionate, we should be forgiving. And for those we've offended, we should seek their compassion and seek forgiveness. Does that answer your question?
Sometimes it's hard to get to
Sometimes
it's hard.
Yo dushkajan. What is that? Ko dushkajan? Ko dushkara. What is there that's difficult for a Vaishnava? That's.
That was said. Dushkara ko nasadhu nam.
Durvasa Muni said, well, it's very difficult, but if someone is a Vaishnava, ko dushkara, dushkara ko nasadhu nam. If someone is actually a sadhu, then what is it there that's so difficult? Even Srila Prabhupada sometimes, he would say to us, what is the difficulty? And by his association, even though we were thinking something was very difficult, we'd think, yeah, what's the difficulty? Whatever it might be, whatever the subject matter was. What is the difficulty? And we'd think, yeah, what's the difficulty? For the materialist, it's very difficult to forgive someone or to tolerate it. But if someone is actually attached to Krishna, then what is there that's so difficult? So we have to become